Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to titillate you with information on helping you to better not only educate yourself, but to also become better prepared in the business world, especially those looking to delve into the areas of management, project management, program management, all of the above. Or even if you're a project supervisor and you're looking to get in, whether you have a degree in this or you don't have a degree in this, what the gentleman that's going to talk to you today is going to talk to you about is something that could be crucial to your ability to be qualified and to also help you to do a better job for whoever it is that you work with. Today we're going to talk with how a PMP certification can enhance your career. And we have a gentleman on, and he's from the Dulles University, and he's also working with, Coors Consulting. And he's going to tell you about the PMP process that they offer and how it can benefit you. So this is something that you're definitely going to want to share with everyone that you possibly know that may be interested in that field or looking into getting into management. So without any further ado, I don't want to really steal any of his thunder because he has a lot of information to cover. So, Marcus, how are you today?
I am doing very well, Zurian. Thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, I am always all right till I can do better. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Not a problem. Not a problem. We look forward to hearing all of the information that you have to share with us about the PMP process. But before we go into that, could you tell us just a little bit about you and, of course, about the university?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the opportunity. And, I'll start off first by pronouncing my first name the right way in case some of the callers want to ask about that. So my first name is actually Ehab, and it's spelled with an I, but I get that question quite a bit about the correct pronunciation of it. And so I thank you again for having us, and thank you to the listeners that are here. But Dulles University, as a university, started a few years ago in 2010, and it's over in Northern Virginia, right in Tyson's Corner, where it's very conveniently located. And I teamed up with them earlier this year, where my company, Three Chords Consulting, where we've been providing management consulting and training also since 2010, we were introduced and we thought, what can we do to provide a great service for the people of Northern Virginia or in the D.C. metro area, and really came up with the Center for Professional Excellence, which, the core of that right now really is the PMP certification. And like many other places, our PMP certification offers a boot camp, which is a 4 or 5 day intensive learning environment where you come in each day for 8 hours and receive the training that is required, project management focused training to allow people to sit for and take the PMP exam. And this is also probably a good time to define a couple of different things on behalf of the callers in case they're not familiar with PMP and project management. But the PMP stands for Project Management Professional. And this is a title that was created by PMI, which is the Project Management Institute. And PMI created this process by which people will go to receive certification in project management or become a PMP. They also have different levels of certifications as well, which are all available on their website. And the PMP was, several years ago when I got it, I received mine in 2006, was among, I believe, one of the top-rated ones that PMI offered. And I know that still is, but you know, they've expanded a little bit more. But, you know, we'll be focusing again on the PMP, and I just wanted to clarify what that was and what that process is, and that we don't dictate, we as you know, the Dulles University or Three Courts Consulting or the Center for Professional Excellence, you know, all these requirements are dictated by PMI.
Right. Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, for those listening to you, what was it, I think 35% of the certified project management people that are out there that are doing this, that have gotten their certification, are considered to be a lot better in the performance of their projects. And in according to, what was it, in 2007, PricewaterhouseCooper did a survey that 80% of performance projects using this credentialed certification, which is the PMP certification, actually did a huge job as increasing their earning because they had the PMI certification and so forth. So for those of you in the business world or looking to get into the business world, PMI, going through the PMI program and getting your PMP or whichever level you do get can be a great benefit to you. Please continue.
Absolutely. Thank you. Where we felt that we had some additional benefits was not just to provide another boot camp class, but one that also offers something different. So as we combine forces, where we differentiate ourselves is in addition to meeting the educational component to be allowed to go sit for the PMP exam, you know, when people finish the classes that we've set aside, they'll actually be issued a university certificate in project management, which also carries weight. So that way, you know, they've got, for some people, it might just be one more thing to hang on the wall, but there's some validity to that and having a project management certification from a university, we feel. And also, what we're hearing more and more of is that a lot of people are coming to or are interested in project management but don't necessarily work directly in project management or don't have the traditional title of project manager. And this is where it gets really exciting because the project management knowledge base really is something that people can apply across a wide array of daily situations. I've spoken to some people that are scientists that have gone through the project management courses, and they feel that it makes them a better scientist in terms of being able to more effectively manage the projects. Some of the other components of project management, you know, effective communication, the leadership, how do you close out a project? How do you take the lessons learned and continue to follow up for following projects? So, you know, here's someone who's a microbiologist and was able to apply some of these additional skills. We've had people come from moving companies that have been interested in project management because they're saying, you know, a move is a huge project. It's a huge undertaking, especially for the people that are moving. But when the people that are doing the moving, right, for the moving company, when they're able to look at it rather than just one big, huge, mangled task, but actually break it down into its component parts and also effectively communicate what's happening and the reasons behind it and the reasons why they are moving things and the order and the manner which they're doing, it makes them a better moving company, which everyone that's moved can always appreciate that. So, you know, the skill set that comes along with the education that's provided here really is something that's applied in a lot of different senses, and that's where we also are excited about, and in some ways it's an additional way for us to give back here to the community.
Very cool. Could you also tell the listeners about some of the requirements for those that have a degree and those that don't have a degree? I believe those still exist.
Right. Yeah, I will defer to PMI's website, which is just PMI.org, for any of the latest changes. I know that from time to time they do change some of those requirements. At the time that I became certified, if you had a degree, you were required, if you had a college degree, you were required to have a certain amount of work experience within project management, and you have to be able to sort of calculate what this is and show that. You also had to have 35 what they call PDUs, or contact hours, of project management-specific learning. So a class like the boot camp that we offer would meet that requirement. And then once you've met those requirements, you could go sit for the exam. If you did not have a college, an undergraduate degree, I believe you were required to take 60 face-to-face hours of project management-specific education to sit for the exam. And I believe that second requirement has been reduced or just made even, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Well, it's always a good idea to go on to, I guess you'd say, to the mother site and make sure that you're going to meet the requirements.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
Yes, because they're the ultimately the governing body, and they're the ones that oversee the PMP requirements. So once someone does successfully pass the PMP exam, they are certified for 3 years. So from that date, to 3 years in the future, and then during that time, you have to maintain additional PDUs, which are again the similar to continuing education units, as PMI sets out. And during that three-year certification period, you're required to achieve 60 PDUs. And those 60 PDUs can come from a variety of different activities. Some of it is learning. So again, our classroom learning here would suffice. So if someone's already PMP certified, they can come back and sit for various classes that we offer and earn those additional PDUs that they need. Some of the PDUs can be earned through volunteer work, and you can share with, again, as you go in to log your hours, a variety of different volunteer activities. Some of those PDUs can be earned also by teaching or writing new materials, and PMI looks at that as a way of giving back and contributing to the world of project management. So any of those activities will allow you to earn those continuing credits within that three-year period.
Outstanding. And that goes in line with the leaders are readers, and leaders are people that are constantly looking to improve anyway. So that particular hurdle shouldn't even be considered a hurdle for anybody that's serious about their profession as a professional in management.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I've seen just over time is most of the people that are going the extra mile to get their PMP certification are probably doing a lot of these activities anyway. They are the people who always want to find ways of contributing, always want to find ways of growing themselves, always looking for ways to help grow and lead and mentor other people. So that just goes along with the philosophy that I believe most project managers have. And just getting the PMP certification just takes it up one more notch. And it's just, at times, I think it's a great recognition of those achievements and those traits.
Right. And could you also, we talked a little bit in our conversation earlier about the fact that a lot, in this area, we have a lot of government contractors and even the subcontractors that are on some of these contracts. In order for them to actually be able to compete or even get some of these positions, they need to have their PMP. So could you touch on that?
Oh, absolutely. And as someone who has put in for some government contract myself and have done some work with the federal government, I know firsthand that many of the RFPs and things that are sent to me require at least one PMP or one person that's certified as a PMP to even be eligible to submit for that contract. So in the D.C. area, there's a very high concentration of people that are providing, again, a wide range of project management services. And, again, a lot of those people are going back and getting the PMP certifications. So once you are certified, it makes it very appealing for a lot of the government contractors to want to bring you on board or subcontract work. I've actually had one or two opportunities where people have come to me where they didn't have any PMPs on staff and didn't think they could get someone up quickly enough. And so they actually wanted me to come on board to help them submit for the bids. So it was a very nice differentiator. So there's a lot of demand around here for that, but also even beyond the government. Well, we know that the government, of course, is a huge factor in business in this area, but there's a lot of companies that are also encouraging their people and supporting their pursuit of the project management professional certification. I love the stats that you shared up front or at the top of the call or the show, because I think it really shows that when someone cares enough to go and invest in themselves, and when companies care enough to invest in their people to support them getting the PMP certification, really what comes out of that is a higher quality individual in many different ways. And that individual, I believe the quality of their work will show up. You know, they'll be able to have a better understanding of a lot of the things that are happening in their workplace. And this not saying that they weren't great employees before, great staff people. I've seen people that are absolutely fantastic, and you know, you're scratching your head at how they could get better. And once they go through the certification process, they always learn some additional things. And then once those additional learnings are applied, it just comes out in their work a lot of times. So I think companies appreciate that. You know, I look at education, whether it's an individual or a company, you know, growing yourself is something that it's an investment in yourself in many, many ways. And that's an investment that will always pay back, not just financially, but in a lot of ways. And I think a lot of people, a lot of employees, really value and appreciate their employer investing in them this way. I've there's a quote that I used to share, and I'm not sure where exactly it came from, but I love it. And I think it stands out a lot where there was a CFO or someone from accounting came to the management in a company and said, what if we invest in all these people and they end up leaving us? And the response from management was, what if we don't invest in all these people and they stay? And that really is a way I look at any sort of education. If you're investing in your people in the right ways, and definitely around here for many, many reasons, PMP is a great investment, then those are people that are probably more likely to stay anyway, because they're going to appreciate that. But really, you know, do you want to withhold an investment? That's a whole other topic altogether, but do you want to withhold an investment like that, either from yourself or from your employers or your employees, and stick around? You know, I think always investing in people's growth pays many, many dividends.
Yes, it does. Givers gain. But ladies and gentlemen, as you know from listening to my show in the past, my main thing is invest in yourself, because you're your greatest asset. And by doing so, getting your PMP or taking other educational enhancements is only going to make you better and make you more marketable, because guess what? All you've got is you. And with that said, could you tell us how we can get in touch with you or anyone that's interested in taking the class or learning more about the PMP program or the university?
Absolutely. Well, I will start off by saying that, you know, we are kicking off our very next PMP boot camp class. Kicks off next Monday, December 9th, and there's details at Dulles, DullesUniversity.org, where you could also contact us and sign up. For the people listening right now, they can also call. They can call 703-495-5056. And I will also pull up one other number that I will pull it up. And in the meantime, of course, you know, there, like I said, there's a website. We also were in a meeting just shortly before this call where we were discussing the opportunity or other ways of differentiating ourselves and providing more services from the people that we're hearing. So one of the things that we're looking to also provide is Saturday classes. So it would be a series of Saturdays, spread out over time. But if someone can't take a whole 4 or 5 days off in a row, or you know, during the week they're traveling or something like that, you know, we want to be able to offer that an additional resource for them or additional opportunity. So we're looking at launching some Saturday and evening classes. And like I said, we've got one class or one boot camp kicking off next week, December 9th, and then we'll be doing it monthly from there. And then the other number that people can call is area code 703-851-6832. 703-851-6830. Again, 703-851-6830. Or the first number I provided was 703-495-5056. And Zurian, you know, I also, I don't want to spring this on you, but right before, just as we were getting started, I got a thumbs up from my colleagues that anyone that does call and provides or mentions the Zurian show, we will offer an additional $100 off their PMP boot camp costs. So that's a special added bonus for your devoted listeners.
Well, thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you hear that? When does that run out?
You know, Zurian, we like you, and we'll tentatively set it through the end of January. That way they can catch, you know, the boot camp class next week if they're available, or we want to give them one more opportunity to do that during January's session, which is currently being scheduled, but it should be up in the next couple of days on the website. So either for the December class or the January class, we'll honor that $100 off.
Well, thank you very much. And listeners, again, don't miss the opportunity. Share this with any and everybody who you think could actually benefit from this, because, again, we all need to invest in ourselves a lot more. Get away from that television. Go ahead and get that PMP.
That's right. You know, one of the best bits of advice that someone gave me many years ago when I was going back to business school, someone said, when I was debating whether or not I should go, someone said to me, once you get that education, that's something that no one will ever be able to take away from you. You know, you can lose a lot of the worldly and earthly belongings and things around us, but that education's yours forever. And I feel very, very strongly and appreciate that every single day. I think about that conversation I had, and you know that's what got me started. You know, going back to have completed my MBA, and then I followed that up with my PMP. So. You know, I would offer that up to your listeners as well, that this is another form of that great tangible education that you'll be able to put in use every day. And whether or not you go through the process of becoming PMP certified, that knowledge stays with you forever, and you'll be able to use it and apply it.
Outstanding. And the address that we have for Dulles University, that is 1924 Old Gallows Road, Suite 510.
It's actually 1934 Old Gallows Road, Suite 510 in Vienna, Virginia.
Okay.
And we are located very conveniently right in the heart of Tyson's Corner. We are right above, we're in the same building where the Nordstrom Rack, I believe, is. But we're right there, very convenient to get on and off the express lanes for 66, as well as 66 itself and the Beltway. And, you know, there's might even have time to make it across the street for some Christmas shopping.
Outstanding. Well, it sounds like you've got a powerful program and that you're going to be able to help a lot of people in a lot of ways. You've got about 6 minutes left. What else would you like to share with the listeners about, again, the university and, of course, the great program that you at Three Cores Consulting have in place?
Right. Well, you know, we are excited to be offering this, and I appreciate the kind words. And really, all of this is really developed around providing a good quality education that's convenient, it's affordable, with a global perspective. I mean, today's marketplace and business world is very, very different than what it was just a few years ago. So something like the PMP is globally recognized. You know, we're already getting some requests from parts of Africa and Asia, and even a couple of countries in Europe have started reaching out. So it's something that is globally recognized. I would encourage people, if you're thinking about it, you know, call the numbers or email or reach out to us through the website, and we'll be happy to have, you know, people come in. We do once or twice a month, we'll do open houses or where people can come and learn about the program. You could actually meet the professors. You can see the materials. You can, you know, test out how convenient the drive is from your workplace or your home. So I would definitely encourage people, if they're thinking about it, you know, take one step at a time, but take that next step and learn a little bit more. You know, again, everything that we've done is built around, is designed around, you know, convenience and quality for the students. And that's, again, one more way we want to give back, because we want to empower them, not just to grow in their careers and their personal lives, but when they're growing, they're able to also give back to their coworkers and others. And
that's
then we're also having, this will be another great way for people to come and learn a little bit more. On December 18th, that's a Wednesday, we're doing an open house right around lunchtime from 11 to 2. And so, you know, Zorian, we'd love for you and all of your listeners to show up and come learn a little bit more about the university again, and I'll be here for that, so people can come meet me, although that's usually not the most exciting part of the day. I'll be here. We'll have the staff here and lots of fun folks, so it's a great way to come and learn more about, you know, what they've got. And we're also, we're looking to incorporate some additional things, moving beyond PMP, but also starting to provide certificates from the university for things like leadership communication, for management skills. You know, a lot of people are promoted into a management position, but aren't always equipped initially with the additional skill set that they're needing to be as successful as they can be. So we're looking to, or we're currently developing some additional programs as well to support those people.
Oh, that's definitely true. I've gone to some of the networking events, even though it's kind of outside of the management realm, and looked at some of those people and went, do you really think you're networking, or do you really think you're a leader? I'm a big fan of God, I can't think of his name right now, so we're going to drop it. But yeah, the five laws of leadership.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yes. The name escapes me. I'm sure it'll come to us at some point.
Yeah, of course, when the show's over.
Right. Well, I know that there's also, you know,
John Maxwell.
There's lots of, oh, John Maxwell, absolutely. And there's a lot of different models out there. And I believe, you know, a lot of people have a lot of very strong, natural leadership and communication and management and even project
no
management.
No problem.
A lot of these other gifts and talents. Sorry.
Yes, sir. Well, we're just about out of time. So one more time, could you give everybody how they could get in touch with you and at the university, and we'll go from there.
Absolutely. So I would, the university's website is Dulles, D-U-L-L-E-S, just like the airport, DullesUniversity.org. And two different phone numbers that you can reach us at are 703-851-6830 and 703-495-5056. And again, you know, we want your listeners to take advantage of the $100 off on the upcoming boot camp classes, and hopefully we'll see many of your listeners on December 18th for the open house from 11 a.m. to 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Roger that. So again, thank you very much for coming on the show. And before you leave, I want to thank everybody for listening. We're at, 38,000 at this point, and we're continuing to grow. But mainly, ladies and gentlemen, remember what was said. The PMP certification isn't just for people that are managers. It's for people that are outside of that, people in the sciences, people that do moving, people that are looking to improve their overall management skills, and to improve themselves and to also add value to themselves. And especially those of you that are in government contracting, you're going to need this certification just to be able to compete. So keep it in mind. Again, Mr. Marcus, I want to thank you for coming on and for your partners for allowing you to come on and for choosing the Zurian Show. You have a great day.
Well, thank you, Zurian. I appreciate it. And thank you to all the wonderful listeners. And I appreciate and I'm honored to have been part of this today. So thank you all very much. I wish you all good luck and good health and wonderful holidays.
Well, thank you. We hope to have you back. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And please take care. And as always, we wish you much success. Farewell.